From 88.5 KPLU, it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Me mind on fire, soul on fire,
feeling hot, hot, hot.
Party people all around me,
feeling hot, hot, hot.
That's right. Get out your summer things, people. This weekend is going to get hot. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He'll tell us just how hot in a moment. Also, he's going to talk about the dramatic collapse of this year's El Nino. First, Cliff, let's get the forecast. Are we really going to get to the 90s this weekend?
Well, some places will. In fact, some places south of us will get to 100. But not today. A weak disturbance is moving past us to the northwest. There's a little bit of clouds. Today's going to be a warm-up, but probably temperatures will only get into the upper 70s in most of the Puget Sound area. So today will be just perfect. But what happens over the weekend, a ridge builds in aloft, and that's going to bring warmth. But it's not going to last forever. It's just the weekend, and we'll see substantial cooling on Monday. So Saturday, as the ridge builds over, we start getting warming aloft. And just as importantly, we get something called the thermal trough, an area of low pressure that hugs the western side of the Cascades. It'll move in from the south. Now, that brings warmth because we have low pressure with this trough over western Washington, Oregon, and higher pressure to the east. We get offshore flow, which tends to produce warming. And so Portland tomorrow will get to 100. That's pretty amazing stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll say.
But we won't be quite as warm because with the trough south of us, we'll get northerly winds. It'll cool much of Puget Sound. So Saturday, I expect temperatures only getting up to the low 80s here around Seattle and the immediate vicinity. Then on Sunday, it warms up a bit. Portland will again get to 100. They could be 102, 103. It's just amazing stuff. The thermal trough will move just up to us, and that will allow us to warm to the upper 80s probably. But if you get away from the water, get away from Puget Sound, temperatures in North Bend, those kind of places, will get up into the low 90s, and Olympia could be mid-90s, so if you're near the water, you'll be cooler, but it'll get into the 90s rapidly if you get south and east of the city. One cool place on Sunday will be up in northwest Washington. Temperatures probably won't get, much above 80 there, and it'll really cool down on Sunday along the coast. Now, this is not going to last forever because this ridge is very transient. It's going to start moving past us on Sunday night, Monday, and we're going to get what we call a marine push Sunday night, Monday morning. Marine air is going to push in, so Monday is going to be much cooler. Temperatures probably won't get above 80 in Seattle on Monday and leave me cooler on the coast in northwest Washington. So this is just a temporary situation due to this ridge, but it will be warm and some places will break daily records.
What does this tell us about the weather for the rest of the season? Do we know at this point?
Not much. I mean, at this point, this seems to be just, one of those situations of ridge builds and we get offshore flow, but it's a strong one. It looks like the next week is going to be very seasonal. So, once we get this marine air coming in, temperatures will drop back into the 70s and then the 60s. So I don't expect the heat wave to continue for very long. So at this point, this doesn't mean anything for the whole summer, and it's only temporary.
And in the bigger picture, I hear that our very strong El Nino has weakened quite dramatically.
That's right. The atmospheric deck of cards are being very, very seriously shuffled right now. We had one of the great El Niños of all time last summer. That means really warm water in the tropical Pacific. But it's extraordinary what's happened during the last month. This El Niño is collapsing. So we went from sea surface temperature anomalies, the differences from normal in the tropics on the order of several degrees centigrade, and now it's down to zero. So El Nino is gone. It is dead. It is finished. And so right now we are at what we call neutral conditions, but it's not going to stop there. It's collapsing very quickly, and we're going to switch by midsummer to La Nina situation, where the water of that tropical Pacific, the central and eastern tropical Pacific, will be cooler than normal. So that's La Nina, and that completely reshuffles the cards. The weather patterns we'd expect would be very different, including cooler than normal, wetter than normal, and snowier than normal conditions next winter.
And with such a rapid switch, are there particular implications?
Well, several people have done studies of these collapses of very strong El Niños, and they almost always go into moderate to strong La Niña. So that gives us some confidence, in addition to all our computer models, that we are going to be in a very different situation next winter. So think about getting that season pass for Snoqualmie or Stevens, because it looks like there's a good chance of above normal snowpack next winter.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.